you can't find much like it. And I can't go to a music store and find volumes of banjo instruction books or recordings. And it does stand out when you play banjo. You know, there might be one banjoist for every 1,000 guitarists. I'm Peter Mazoyan, and I play the plectrum banjo.
I don't know how it's coming across to you, if it's coming across really sharp-sounding.
There are so many components that you can change in a banjo. This banjo's had a different resonator on it in the past. It had a different tone ring and a different neck. Each one of those components would change something. On an acoustic stringed instrument, tone is really hard to capture it well. And I think it's even harder on a four-string banjo, just the nature of playing like all the downward force on a flat pick. And in the world of banjo, it seems that you're either four-string or five-string. There's very little common ground. At a banjo rally where it's four-string banjo dominated, this style of banjo, which means the music is going to be pop music, largely 1920s and 30s. If somebody comes in playing bluegrass banjo, a number of people, I don't want to say will shun that person, but the feeling is this. There are lots of outlets now and lots of places to hear bluegrass banjo, whereas four-string banjo, extremely limited. But with four-string banjo being, you know, such a niche, a specific thing, it's as if, like, you could never get enough of it.